Scientists in Maine are celebrating the life of a mouse they called Jonah. He lived 1,530 days. That's equivalent to the ripe old age of 120 in human years. Normally, mice raised in labs live about 900 days. There are mice that have lived longer than Jonah, but they were kept on low-calorie diets or had been genetically modified in some way. Now Jonah holds the record for living the longest time while just being your average mouse. NPR's Joe Palca reports.
Jonah was a native of Maine, but his grandparents were from an island in Micronesia. Grandma and Grandpa were collected by Stephen Austad. He's a scientist at the University of Idaho who's interested in why some animals live longer than others.
I discovered a number of years ago that opossums that live on islands live longer than opossums that live on the mainland. And I decided to figure out if it worked the same for mice.
Austad says the reason animals on islands live longer is the absence of predators. Austad has a theory that with no predators, animals will live longer, A, because no predators are killing them off early, and B, because the animals who do best in the absence of predators will have things like better immune systems and other characteristics that will add to their longevity. 6 years ago, Austad went on an expedition to Micronesia, and on the tiny island of Pohnpei, he found an ideal spot to test his theory. No owls or cats, just lots and lots of mice. But first, he had to catch them.
I've trapped small mammals from all over the world. I usually use peanut butter for bait, but there the people said, no, they won't eat this. What they really like is a burnt coconut. So I shredded some coconut and sort of roasted it and put that in there, and these mice seem to really go for roasted coconut as opposed to peanut butter.
He caught Jonah's grandmother and several of her companions, but this was only the first of Austad's logistical hurdles.
I'm staying on this little hotel on this little island, and I have a room full of mice, and I have to hide them from the maid every day because I figured the people that run the hotel are going to freak out if they walk in and see 100 mouse cages in the hotel. And then actually the biggest challenge was getting them back.
Back to the United States, that is, because there just aren't a lot of flights out of Pohnpei, and long rides are tough on mice. Austad sent some of the Micronesian mice to the Jackson Laboratory in Bar Harbor, Maine, where scientists could measure how long they and their offspring lived.
At the Jackson Laboratory, people are extremely good at getting mice to breed.
David Harrison studies aging at the lab. He says when Austad's shipment arrived in Maine some 6 years ago, only four mice survived the trip, three males and grandma.
This heroic female, trapped in the wild, actually had at least one litter with each of the three males.
Then the offspring of these original mice were allowed to mate with each other, and one of this younger generation kept going and going and going, well after his litter mates passed on. Harrison and his colleagues began watching this mouse closely. They even gave him a name, Jonah. Harrison says Jonah was healthy right up to the end.
Well, mice, just like people, look a little bit different when they're old. They sometimes get a little chubby, but Jonah was not particularly fat. They sometimes become stiff and have trouble moving, but Jonah was fairly mobile. Towards the end of his life, we gave him a young female companion. What more could he ask?
Maybe that hastened his death. You never know.
Well, we find, seriously, that having a companion is good for mice.
Now, Jonah is just one mouse, so he doesn't really prove any theories about longevity. Still, Stephen Austad, who found Jonah's grandmother in Micronesia, says animals who naturally live a long time may have something to teach scientists who study aging.
The idea is that nature is smarter than you are, and so they've probably produced some solutions to long life that we'd never think about by mutating single genes at a time or manipulating the environment, and so we're trying to figure out how nature actually produces a longer life.
In other words, what works for mice might just work for men. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.